Many of the nation's nursing homes have reason to be optimistic after a challenging and painful year. Federal data between December and February show vaccinations have helped reduce COVID-19 cases among nursing home residents by 89%, and the reduction among staff members is almost as promising, 83%. But the people who work in nursing homes are getting vaccinated much more slowly than residents, and experts in the field are trying to help with education efforts to combat vaccine hesitancy. Joining us is Dr. Morgan Katz. She's an assistant professor of infectious disease at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. She's also been an advisor on the COVID-19 response in nursing homes. Dr. Katz, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here, Callum.
Great to have you, and I know that you've been working on the ground at nursing homes to help understand and advocate since the very early days of this pandemic. So take us back. What was the mood like on the inside back then, and what's it like now when you visit these facilities?
So, yeah, I mean, certainly I was called in and started going out to the nursing homes to provide consulting and testing efforts at the end of March, and the staff were, to put it lightly, were panicked. So I would say, of course, over the past several months, now that we have more access to testing, and certainly with the change in community prevalence and access to vaccines, we've seen a significant improvement in the mood of both staff and residents, especially now that we're starting to see visitation open up again, which has been a real struggle for both staff and residents.
Well, I'm glad that the mood is improving, and we know the vaccines are helping with that. But I'd like to dig into that some, though. I mean, what do you make of the vaccine rollout in nursing homes, in residents, and then in staff? Because there's a bit of a gap there.
Yes. So we have seen a very significant gap. So the best data we really have is from the federal vaccine program that rolled out the first three vaccine clinics to most nursing homes and assisted living facilities across the country. So in that data, we've seen about 78% of residents are getting vaccinated compared to about 37% of staff. And so anecdotally, I've also heard that some staff were hesitant to take part in that first clinic. So this, some of these staff numbers may be a little bit lower than what we'll see at the end of all this. I'm hoping we'll see an improvement.
So if staff members are hesitant, what's driving that? And what approaches are you taking to convince them to change their minds?
Great question. So there's probably a few reasons for this. And I'll tell you, even historically, in terms of influenza vaccination, we saw significantly lower rates of vaccination for influenza in long-term care workers as well. A significant proportion of the direct caregivers in long-term care are Black and Brown individuals who generally have a mistrust for the system. We also have really high staff turnover rates in this setting. So there has been less value sort of placed in educating and engaging direct caregivers. And often a lot of these facilities do not put quite as much effort into increasing ease of vaccination. So they may not vaccinate on site, or they may not mandate the vaccine in the case of flu, which we often see in the hospital setting. And we've, in the case of the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, we've seen a lot of hesitancy for several reasons. Also, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. So in facilities that I work with, we would do town halls, and that would really allow the direct caregivers to sort of bring their voices, have someone available to answer those specific questions and try to dispel some of that misinformation.
Well, it's important work because we know that it's not just about protecting yourself when you get vaccinated. It's also about the people you're exposed to. And of course, when you work in a long-term care facility, you may be exposed to people who are very elderly or have some other, you know, immunocompromised condition. And I think that what we've seen in the pandemic, Dr. Katz, is really underscoring a broader issue that I know was on your radar long before COVID-19, which is the way infections can just spread through these nursing home facilities. Do you think that we're going to see improvement in that area at the end of this pandemic period?
In terms of infection prevention, yes. I mean, I think that this pandemic has really highlighted that this is something that we have overlooked for too long. And I do think we are going to see a change in that. And it may even come with complete nursing home redesign. And I hope that it really comes with a change in the way that we value our direct caregivers. And I think that starts with staff vaccination. I think we need staff to understand that while they are not only putting the residents at risk if they don't get vaccinated, we have also seen many staff in these long-term care facilities be exposed and get very, very sick from this virus, and we need to protect them as well. And they're performing essential duties, and we haven't valued them in the past, and we need to change that.
There's been a high price to pay for the change that you're talking about, but it's good to hear your optimism that we'll get to a better place at the end. Dr. Morgan Katz is an assistant professor of infectious disease at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. She's also been an advisor on the COVID-19 response in nursing homes. Dr. Katz, thanks so much.
Thank you.